Yansimen Reish Mem Dalet Sif Beis Livsel Ha'avonim Ulesaken Ha'kayres Afilu Bebeisai Shel Eine Yehudi Osa Kiven Deletzoirech Mechubahu. Now, in Sif Aleph, we had learned there's a difference between Mechubar and Tolush. By Tolush, the halacha is Poisik Odom in Eini Yehudi Ala Meloche. He can make an agreement with a goy. The goy has to do a certain work for him. The goy does it when he feels like doing it in the goy's reshus. Even though the goy is doing this in Shabbos, but since mitzad, the agreement between the yid and the goy doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. The goy is doing it adayte de nafshei, and it is not meleches mechuber, it is not mefusim, it is not known that this meloche is being done for a yid. So it is mutter. Meleches mechubah, but if something is being done on a property that we know that this property belongs to a yid, and a goy is a kablon, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but he's doing it for his own convenience. Afal pikein, since we know that this is a property of a yid, it is mefusim, we will be choshed that he's a schir yoim, he's not a kablan, he was hired to work for the yid today, and therefore this is also. So in Sif Aleph we learned there's a difference between meleches mechuber and meleches tolush. In Sif Beis the machaber adds on one more halacha. What if the goy is doing meloche betolush? That means there are stones that he is working on, tolushtike stones, or boards, and the goy is working on these stones, on these boards, he's smoothing the boards, cutting the boards, and he's doing this in his reshus. So theoretically, this is meleches tolush, and he's doing it on Shabbos for his own convenience. In this case, since the purpose of these boards and these stones are for a meleches mechubah, for a house of a yid, eventually we are going to use these boards for the yid's house, we can use the stones for the yid's house. So Chazal said that these boards and these stones have a din of meleches mechuber, and even though he's doing it adayte de nafshe, he's doing it for his own convenience, but this is a din of meleches mechuber, and it is also. Again, let us see the lashon of the mechaber, livsel ha'avonim, to work on the stones, to chop the stones, to smooth out the stones, ulesaken ha'kayres, and to fix the boards. Afilu bebeisai shel eina yehudi. All this work is being done in the house of the goy. Kiven de letzoirech mechubahu, but since the purpose of this work is eventually to be used in meleches mechubah, it's also kiven de letzoirech mechubahu. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Livsel
ha'avonim.
What?
Who know that he's doing it for a Jew?
We'll see soon. Livsel ha'avonim. V'davke k'sha'avonim v'koyreis heim shel Yisrael. That the stones and the boards are heim shel Yisrael. They belong to, that means the material belongs to the yid. Unesanam leumen eine Yehudi. These boards were delivered to the goy. Lesatzam ulesaknam, to fix them, to smooth them. Then the Mechaber says it is also. Avol im ha'eni Yehudi misateis avonim sheloi. But what is if the goy is smoothing out his own stones? The materials belong to the goy. Umisakin koire sheloi. That means he's a kablin, he has to smooth out the Mishnah Berurah. It is the goy's stones, it is the goy's boards. That means that is part of his job. He supplies the materials. He works on the materials. But in this case, Vahabreira oid biyat ha'eni Yehudi lisateis avonim acheirois o laharsek elu la'atzmai. In this case, the goy has the right that, let's say, he's cutting boards. These are his own boards. If he'll get a call and they'll tell him, "Someone, listen, I need these boards for something else." So, so even though when he was working on these boards, he had an intent that these boards will be for the Yid's house, but it is not muchach that it has to be that way. The goy can change his mind, and he can decide he'll use these boards for himself and he'll make different boards. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is the materials were given by the Yid. These are the Yid's boards. So now we know clearly that these boards are going to be used for the Yid's house. They can't be differently because the Yid bought the materials and the goy is working on the materials of the Yid. And this is oimid to be used for a mechubel, for a Yid's house. So, but in the second case, if the materials belong to the goy, even though he's doing it for the Yid, if it's not in the house of the Yid, he's doing it on his property, in the goy's property. Av shehu mefulsim. Everyone knows that this guy, he's a kablin, and he is he's doing this work letzayrich a mechubah of a yid mutter. This is not considered meleches Yisrael. Because it's, even though he's doing it for a Yid, but eventually it could come out, it'll never be for a Yid. So this Chazal never asked. Ken Kosov Hadogel Mevovo, the Dogel Mevovo says this night of Yudim, Ukvar Kidmai Bechuvis HaRadbaz Bechelik Shishi Simenun Vov. It says this already in the Radbaz. Ach Shemesayim Shom. That heter that we said, if the boards, the materials belong to the goy, even though he's doing it for the yid, this is permissible. The imhoyo ha'eina Yehudi misateis oisam b'shabes samuch lebinyim. That means it's his materials. And theoretically, he can decide to use them for something else. But if this work is being done close to the binyan of the Yid, if this work is being done on his own materials for the Yid's house, but when one passes by, one puts two and two together. There's a building over here, and you have a guy 300 feet away that's sawing wood. We see for the building, even though halachically this wood is his and he can change his mind. Halachically, Samzai would have been Mutter. He's a Kablim. But it looks that he's doing this for the Yid Shlayimru Schirayu. The Letzoyrech Mechubahu. It's also because even though it's meleches tolish, but it's letzorich mechubak, they leshokam bebinyin, because the purpose of this melech is it should be put into the binyin. Alkein chashavu kimechubo. So Chazal gave it a din of a mechubah. Vetzorich limchais biyodai. So the yid has to tell the guy, but he has to be moiche. If it's the yid's materials, he has to tell the goy, I don't want you to do this. Taichatchum means that it's in the tchum where yidin will be aware of this. It means it's not in hutzen klotz. It will be in hutzen klotz that no yid knows about it. The guy who lives in hutzen klotz, so then it's muta. But it's besoichatchum of a yidish edire, and a yid could walk by in Shabbos and see him working. So this is also that's a din besoichatchum. Afilo oiser rochik me'abinyan. Now, so this is the first din. V'im osu kain. Now the Mechaber says further. Again, we have to remember we are speaking about a chumra of maris ayin. Me'ikar adin, he's not doing it, he's doing it for his own convenience. Adaita denavshe kovid. Af al pi kain. But it looks like he was hired by the Yid to do this on Shabbos. So v'im also came loy yishakein bebinyan. So this should not; these materials cannot be used. It should not be put into the binyan. V'im also came ayin lekamei mashekosavnu bezeh. Fine. Okay. We'll see later. Lahaloche we are mekel, and we'll see later why. Hago v'yesh oimrim. Now the Ramah speaks about that what was mentioned before. Dim einoy mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. It's not mefusim. That means this is true. This is the materials of the Yid. He gave it to the goy, and the goy is working on it in Shabbos for the bayis. But it's not mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. It's not mefusim. Some people could be know about it, but it's not mefusim. Shehu shel Yisrael, shori, it's mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh ha'imrim dim einoy, ha'yesh ha'imrim koi akulu. The yesh ha'imrim are going on the whole, all these halachos. I know af b'mechuber gomel. An emesim mechuba loy osru bekablonus elo bestome de mestome shem hayisrael nikra olav. Normally, a dover mechuba, people know this is Yankel's house, so memele, so it's also avol biyadu alonu. But if we know she einoy mefusam habinyan al shem, it's not mefusam. Could be others do know. I mean, we had the Oirich might know, but this day holds that if it's not mefusim habinyan shal shem Yisrael lo yoslo bekeboilus v'ho detzien haremo hayesh oimrim al sitos avonim. If we say that these yesh oimrim are choylik and mechuba mamish, so this should have been said in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph we spoke about mechuba, and there we were machma if it's in the nagoyish mokim, but an oirich might know, the bnei bayis might know. In by livsa lavonim he brings down if it's not mefusim it's mutter. So why if the yesh oimrim hold that afilu by mechuba gama, so this yesh oimrim should have been written on the first sif. That means it's not too motzui that no one should know that this house belongs to the yid. It means a binyan. It's more or less it's called mefusim. By the materials, it's very, very possible it's not mefusim. So Mamela, therefore, he wrote it by the materials. Shari. He's doing it on Shabbos. It's not mefusim that it's my materials. So let him do it. Kizuntait. Ubilvad shaliyaymaloy sheyasa b'Shabbos. He's not to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it. He's an adaita denavshe. He's a carpenter. He's cutting boards. People will do not know that these boards grad belong to the yid. So it's mutter, but don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it in his house. This is a yesh oimrim. The sphere alone ledina ka yesh oimrim hazeh leinyan situs avonim. We make all. That means if it's not mefusim, even though it's the materials of the yid, but people don't know about it, so if it's not mefusim, it is mutter. Ve'efshel the gam hamechaba moide leibozeh. Ach leinyan mechuber gufe, but by mechuber, afilu mabinyan oimeid bemokim she'ene yadua shehu shaloi. And that's what Sif Aleph was talking about. The house was built in a goyish neighborhood. Gam kein ein lohokel diyesh lochush l'shcheinav el neveisoy. We have to be chayish. The shcheinim might know. The bnei bayis will know sheinim shesheloi v'yachshedu. Chmei sheksav nilel besif koten vov. So l'maisa l'aloche d'var l'hipaskins l'haloche. If a goy is working on materials that the yid gave him, and the purpose of these materials is to be put into a mechuba de kebinyin, it matters. If it's mefusim, it's osa. If it's not mefusim, it's muta. But by a mechuba gufa, we don't paskin like this day, yeah? And by mechuba gufa, we paskin, even though it's not mefusim, we're chayish for shcheinim and thus a mechuba gufa, and it is also. Chas v'sholem. No. No, no, no. That is not the case. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. He says, no, you shouldn't do that. If the guy does himself. I don't know. Gimel. Im bonu. Now, we're going to see moire dike chumres. Im bonu einom Yehudim liYisrael bayis b'Shabbos b'Issel. If a house was built b'Issel, what does it mean? A house was built b'Issel b'Kablonus. That meikar adin it's muta. The goyim went and built it on Shabbos for their own convenience. And we mentioned last week. This whole din in Sif Aleph that is also als maris ayin is a shittes hori in Masechtos Avodah Zarah. That's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds its mutter. The shittes of Rabbeinu Tam is if a goy builds a house bekablonus, he's doing it for his own convenience. It is mutter. The Rabbeinu Tam held the halacha to build a house bekablonus and Shabbos is muta. Just like an oris is permitted to work on a field, just like an oris is permitted to work on a field in Shabbos because he's doing it for his own convenience, he wants to make more profit, that's why he's working on Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Tam held a kablon is muta. A kablon is muta to build a house for Yid in Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it, he's doing it for his own convenience. we did not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Sif Aleph is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri is Choylik, and the Ri says we have to be Chayish from Arasayin. People will think he's a Schir Yoim, and that was Sif Aleph. So now, the Machaber is going according to Sif Aleph, according to the Ri. We'll see, La Locha, we have different Cheshbonis. Im Bonu Einem Yudel Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Issa Nochain Lahach. It is preferable. Shalai yikonsu boy. No yid should enter this house, period. It was done meikar adin, it was done beheta, it's a kaplan, adaita benavshe, but it's also altsmaris ayin. With Chazal went all the way. And they said, you should not, no one should enter this house. A filatzveite yid should not enter this house. A guy could enter, God doesn't, what about yid? Hainu, shahaya bikib, we'll see in a minute to sell it to a guy. Hainu, shahaya bikibailis. It was bikablonis. Ubesoichatchum. So that means the guy built a house bekablonis ubesoichatchum. That means that people know this was a Yiddish house that was built in Shabbos. Duhu osar rak mishumarisayin. The whole Yisr is only osar al smarisayin. The beemes adaitei denavshei ovid uchinal. Af al pikein. The Mechaber paskins that we asked he should build the house, and if it was built in Shabbos, no one should enter this house. Period. Now, we're going to come back to this din. But now the Mishabur is going to go a step further. But this din is Nochain Lahachmer. If a person doesn't want to be Machmer, he's not, he can still give him Shishia, no Shishia, but upon him, can Zicha give him an Aliyah. It's Nochain Lahachmer, it's preferable you should not use the house. This is a $1 million house. Good. So it's Nochain Lahachmer, but he's not a Sheikh. It's Nochain Lahachmer. Avol im hoyu schire yoim. But what if the house was taka built b'isa, mamish b'isa? That means these goyim were hired, they're not kablonim. They were hired by the yid to work for him, and they're working for him. The medina osa yesh boze isa mitzad hadin b'diyevet. This is v'loy nochein b'lvad. Kein kosov amogen avrom chimucha kam kein da sabach linyan schir yoim b'chein kosov achayodom de beschir yoim osa midine b'inyan ze shu milse de farhesie. This is tartilereis, a goy did it for him, which was osa midine, and it's farhesie, that means his house was built in Shabbos. And so this house was built before Hesi Aide Chilul Shabbos the Rabbonon. So Chilul Shabbos the Rabbon, going by building it. Afal Pikeim is Loi Loilom. Medina, he is not allowed to use this house. Ula Cheirim Bechdei Sheyasu. Other people who meik, now we're not talking about Nochains, we're talking about Meikar Adin. So we have to, if this house was built in 5 months, so we have to, 7 days a week, so we have to make a cheshbin, we have to take from the 5 months all the Shabbosim that it was built, and before you enter the house, you have to wait this amount, Bechdei Sheyasu. That means we have, let's say 25 Shabbosim was built by Issa, so he has to wait 25 days, someone else, Meikar Adin, before they use it. They say Yasu.
25 days exclusive of those.
Because of those Shabbosim.
But in 25 days you have 3 more Shabbosim, so you don't count those 3 Shabbosim as 25 weekdays.
I lost you.
In the 25 days that he has to wait.
In the 20,
Shabbosim.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Three more Shabbosim in those 25 days.
Uh-huh.
So
I think it's some it's excluding you. You can't add on the Shabbosim. I think you need 25 weekdays. 25 weekdays, yeah.
The original person was built for was Chiyon. Is he allowed to profit off it?
That we're going to see weiter in Mishnah Berurah. Now, in order we should understand, he's going to bring down 2 days. So let us just see for 1 minute Shin Chav Hei Sif Yudalid, and then we'll understand what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Shin Chav Hei Sif Yudalid is Nebuch, an interesting case. Also, any Yehudi b'Shabbos orein a kever la'atzmoi. If a goy dug a kever for himself, or he made an orein for himself in Shabbos, mutar li Yisrael likavo. He did it in Shabbos. Why is he doing it? He's doing it. His ainikel is very sick. He's digging a kever for himself in Shabbos. Later, something else happened. So, he's allowed to use this kever for a yid. Vim asoy bishvil Yisrael. But what? He dug this kever. He saw there's a yid and he's very ill, and he realized the yid is going to die. Now he's the official grave digger, and if he's going to someday, he wants to go to a ball game. So he knows he's going to die already pretty soon. So he went without a request. B'masoi b'shvil Yisrael. He dug a grave for a yid in Shabbos. Lo yikaver boy eilamis. You can't use this grave, period. So we see, so this be'etzem is similar to a schir yoin. That means he dug it for him, even though he didn't tell him, but he dug it for him, which is equivalent to a schir yoin. And it was done in Shabbos, also le'ilomis. V'davke sha'kever b'fahesye v'orein al-gabov sha'hako yoidim shenase l'pleine Yisrael. So this is a dovor b'fahesye shenase b'isa. This is also to be used forever. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Avolim hu betzina mutar likaver boy le'erev mechdei sheyasu. That people knew it was the Orin and the Kaver. Well, that's called Befaresia. It was somehow
public.
It was public, yeah. They knew about Bafilu. Kshehu Befaresia, Eine Osa Loise Yisrael Shenasa Bishviloi, Avol Yisrael Acher Muta, Vuhushe Yamtin Bechtei Sheyasu. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, so then we'll understand our Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sivkoten ein gemul oilomis va'af al gav de bechol melochish shenase bishvil Yisrael eini osa rak bechdei sheyase. A goy will do a melocha for a yid in Shabbos. So it's Osir in Shabbos. The guy did a Malach in Shabbos. It took him an hour. So you have to wait an hour Meitzoy Shabbos. And then the Yid can use it. They only asked Bechdei Sheyasa. Hochidu Milsed Befarhesye. But this was a Chilul Shabbos Befarhesye. Uchidu Lekamei. Yichmir by Chachamim Tvei. Vuhu Adin Bechol Mili Defarhesye. Shenase Bishvil Yisrael Osa Loy Elomis. This is Mogen Avrom B'Shem HaRambam. Something that's done B'Farheshye for Yidden is Osa Elomis. Avol Midivrei, that's Pshat the Machaba. Avol Midivrei Hataz B'Shem HaRan. Mashme, there's no such thing. Agavucha, just to make this a little interesting, he brings it on the side of Tshuva for Rab Moshe. If you have a publishing company that publishes Sidurim in Shabbos, so there you have something that's done. I feel it's, they have Goyim, let's say it's printed by Goyim, but this is done for Yidden. I mean, this is Sidurim and those some of This is similar to that thing that we're speaking about. You have a malach is being done before Hashem in Shabbos l'tzorich Yisrael. Avo midivrei hataz, and it's also lomis, avo midivrei hataz b'shem haran mashme, tedavka hochich miru chachomim leser elomis, mishum shegnayu li Yisrael shekova bekever mefusam, shnischalil boi Shabbos b'shvilei. It's only a din in a kever. Only in a kever, such a kever to be buried, that's a gnai for a yid that he should be buried in a kever that will mechallel Shabbos. Avol b'shal meloches, b'chol gavni einei osa rak b'chdei sheyasu, and he brings this many b'chadivrei ram b'tzosioid b'kamo rishoinim, b'alkein ein lahachmer b'eis ha-toyrich. B'kitzel, we have here a machloikis ha-poiskim. If a maloche was done b'farheshe for a yid, is it osa oilomis, yes or no? So we have here, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Magen Avraham says, any maloche that was done for a yid b'farheshe is osa oilomis, for the one that it was done for, and the Taz says, no, this is only a din in a kever, not by any other thing. Now, just let's just see now our Mishnah Berurah. So now let us say, he's speaking about a case, a schir yoim, not a kablan, built a house in Shabbos, also medinians beinian zeshu milsa faresh loy loylo lacheren bechdei sheyasu uchamoy lekamon besimin shin chafes if you doubt ayin shom v'yesh mekilim, and the mekilim, look over there, the other mekilim, that Simon is only speaking about a kever. It's not a klal by every meloche that was done before Hesiyah. The av b'chahai gavne ein yosu medine kim b'chdei sheyasu v'ayin l'kama b'simin shin chafes if you dalet shom b'mishne bure. Yes.
Why is the publishing house that publishes the Siddur on Shabbos, why is that considered?
For Yid.
For Hesia.
For Hesia? You pass by, the lights around, there's a...
It is actually passing by,
That's called Fahesia, you know, it's booming, the presses are... It's Fahesia! We're not speaking, it's Mamish Fahesia.
That's only when the Yid is passing by, right?
That's enough. That's you don't need more than that.
But if
it wasn't Hudson Clots, maybe it's not Fahesha, but this is Fahesha, you didn't know about it.
Even though you have a publishing house that has 100 workers in it, if there's no
yid
in the area, that's not considered
Fahesia. Area means, right. If it's in Hudson Clots, in Alaska, it could be. But here we're talking, it's Fahesia. I mean, you pass by, it's that's called Fahesia. Nochin lahachmir. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah said, Nochin lahachmir. So we have here a mechaber, the Nesiv Kotenchov in Mishnah Berurah. We have here a mechaber that paskened like the Ri. It was done bekablonis, and the whole Issa was Marisayim. And that the mechaber said, Nochin lahachmer. Fine. That what? Shaloi yikon suboi. So according to the mechaber, no one is allowed to go use this house. V'achroinim kosvu, we don't paskin like the mechaber. The b'di eved yesh lismeich bekablonus al das chabendotam. Afazoi vait, good, lechatchilu, we say, you're not allowed, but b'di eved ta'asa the house, if you have the shitas rabbeinotam who holds that it's mutter, the whole thing is mutter, you're allowed to build the house bekablonus. He's not chayish bechlau for marasayim. So, mutter lo deber afilu la'atzmoi. Afilu himself is, there's no issa. The Rabbeinu Tam paskin la loche, if it would be bisman the balei Toisvus, and Toisvus brings down the Rabbeinu Tam paskin la loche, you're allowed to build a house by Kabbalonis and Shabbos. If the guy is doing it before his own convenience, you're allowed to do it. This was Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Just like an artist is allowed to work on your field because Adaiti de Navshe, he's doing it because for his convenience, wants to make more profit. This guy that's doing it on Shabbos, because he wants Sunday to go to the ball games, he's doing it on Shabbos. He's doing it not for you, he's doing it for himself. The Rabbeinu Tam held la lochetz mutter. So the Rabbeinu Tam held la lochetz mutter, good, and Shulchan Aruch, we pass him like the Ri. So good, we say he shouldn't do it, fine. But b'dievet, to us, the house, we're talking about a $500,000 house, doch lachmishle, he comes to buy. Paskin. That we are the, what?
How come why does you're not
mechuyev
to be machmir?
Nochin lachmir. No, okay, nochin lachmer is nochin lachmer. I mean, nochin lachmer means one should do this. It's preferable one should not enter the house. I mean, an elach yid, you're not a shegitz, but you're not a nochin, nochin lachmer. And the achroinim paskin, the beyevet yeshlismach bekablonus adas rabbeinu tam, umuta loder boy afilu laatzmoy. He's allowed to live there. V'chein besitur savonim v'sikana kairisim hoi bekabonim sheshlohatim b'diyev l'shokim b'binyim. That's because we say mechanda b'inu tam. Shleikonsu boi la'oilom v'afilu acherim. That afilu someone else also shouldn't go in. No one should go in. That's the nochin la'achmer. Avol mikol mokim muta lehonais mimenu, but it's muta teba no from it. They only aser dire ulemachra leini yehudi. He can sell it to a goy. Well, yeah, not a yid, because a yid is nochin lachme. You shouldn't go into the house. We can find the. So you should. But they didn't aser it ba no. They didn't aser it ba no. Fine. Hago zokteremo miu. Im hisno Yisrael, im eine Yehudi, shlei lasse shlei meloche b'Shabbos. When he went, Drama, he went to build the house, the guy is a kablan, he told the guy, listen, I don't want you to work on Shabbos. He does, that's clone the contract, I don't want it, finished. Ve'ene Yehudi aso bal kolchoy lemaila hasl melachim. You don't want for that's your chesed, but I want. I have chesed different rabbinish. Ein lochish, so finished. So listen, I made up with him. So the Gemara holds over here that this is sufficient. I mean, I made up with him. He shouldn't work. He works. What should I do? Now we have here, this is the Dasa Ramo and the Achoyin Machoylik and the Ramo. Bal Kolchoy, Rotzaloyma, Sha'ovar Altanoy, Shisnimoy Mikoydim. They made an agreement, they signed in the contract, you should not work on Shabbos. And the guy broke the contract. Okay, Ein Leilochish Lazer. That Hainu, according to the Ramo, Shetzachav Lelimchish Loy Oid, Be'esh Sha'oise Hamaloch. I don't have to tell him anything. We made up, he's working. I told him not to work, and we made up he shouldn't work. He's working. The whole thing is only Amar Hasayin. And finished, I did my Hishtadlis. That is, Kemuchach, B'moltchai, B'ben Yeruchim, fine. V'chemuch, V'birago. V'ayim, B'mogin Avrom, Shemefak, B'boid, B'dinze. The Mogin Avrom is the kivin shehu mechub. He said, doesn't understand the lumdus. He says, he made up. He's a tzaddik. But people who go by don't know what it said in the contract, what it says they made up. So just like as the ikedin kablonis, we're chayish from Aris Ayin, someone will pass by and he sees him working on the house and he thinks he's a schir yoyim. So he made up. The kivin shemachuba milsa davesh ike chishod the roim shlo yedu shehisne. So they think zech with the Ramo. V'chein bilo yirab and iskash alika adin shalamot. V'al kein ain lo hakul b'zeh. We shouldn't be mekul. Ela he's not finished. He can't say he's hiding the contract. He passes by, he goes over to the guy, I told you not, and he has to be meichem. So what is his chiyev to be meichem? You pass by, you go over to the guy, you scream, I told you not, I don't want you to work. The guy lacht the man, finish. He did his, that's the most he shtadlos is mechuyiv to do. You know, screaming doesn't mean too much by the guy. He'll tell the guy, you know, I'll give you $1,000 today, you shouldn't work. The guy will understand the chaymer is, now money speaks and he'll go away. So he says he's not mechuyiv to give him money. Kivin shebekach isne mitchila v'nirtzu lekach. Oh, I should pay you money also. Ad kan devorav. So memele, that's it. So the magnavom is chaylek on the remo that he has to be moiche, but that's it. There was an agreement, b'shas, they signed the contract, and lemaise, he was meiche, more than that doesn't have to do. Umashme milishoine, de'im loy hisne mitchile, ein dai b'machosoi b'lbad. But what if he didn't make a tnai? They didn't speak out clear that he shouldn't work on Shabbos. They didn't speak out anything. Now the guy comes on Shabbos, and he says, the guy, don't work, I don't want you to work. And the guy tells him, listen, did you tell me this before? You didn't tell me this before. So Mamele, I want to work. I don't care what you're telling me. So then the aloch is al tzoich lefazem ima oisov kidei sheyivseku v'nire shetaymei deposhe davle latzitzit metchile v'tzoich iin ledine. But there it seems, if there was no agreement before, macho is not enough and he needs a shtadlus of pizah momen. So he brings down over here, the kafachayim brings down a mais that there was an usher that was building a house, and he was, and there wasn't hisna mitchile, and the usher passed by the guy, and he told the guy, I don't want you to work, and I'll pay you money, and you shouldn't work. And he paid him money. Fine, he didn't work. Fine. It cost him much more, but he paid him, he shouldn't work on Shabbos. So what happened? So later, after the house, so it's kosher, it didn't work. I mean, Baruch Hashem. Many years later, there was a fire in the city, and the fire, all the houses in the city burnt till it came to his house. By his house, it stopped. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was holding cheshbon. So if that's the schar on this world for making sure that there shouldn't be any marisayim and chilul Shabbos, about the gibbous of Yenneveld. What?